Blog Talk Radio.
Brown sugar, babe, I can't tie up your love. I don't know how to be.
What's cracking, everybody? Y'all know what time it is. Brown Sugar Radio live tonight. And we kicking it. Doing our fizzle fizzle. Got my boy Pete I.B. on the other line helping me co-host tonight.
P.B., what up?
Yeah, we here. We up in here. I just want to take a second real quick to apologize to all of the listeners. Your boy Pete I.B. was supposed to be bringing us a guest tonight, but unfortunately, the guest, I mean, I don't really know what's up with that, but we're going to work on it. We're going to try to reschedule, maybe, and we're going to try to bring them to y'all, because I think they dope, and we didn't get the proper files that we needed from them to get the show going, and so without me having those proper files, I just didn't want to go ahead and do the show, so we're just going to do a little random talk tonight. We're going to do a little gossip, you know. We're going to give y'all some good stuff. We're not going to recap the BET Awards tonight. That's coming to y'all Thursday. We will be giving y'all
Thursday. Keep it locked, most definitely.
And y'all going to want to hear this because your boy P. Dot is hot.
I'm
upset.
Yeah. He upset, y'all. So he going to let it loose Thursday. Can you, PB, let's shout out the listeners in the chat room. I am in the system right now actually rebooting, and I cannot actually see the listeners. Of course, shucks, we're starting late tonight, so I know a lot of them may actually think we
are. Let's shout out Beautiful Jay real quick, and we got Moosey. What's this, Moosey Face? You're welcome to change your name in the chat, boy. We are here. Once again, we're going to just be doing some little gossip, a little random talk. So if you got anything you want to talk about, anything you want to discuss, feel free to type it in the chat box. We will talk about it. The show normally runs, 60 minutes, but tonight we cut it short because we know a lot of y'all probably at home right now watching the BET Awards. We want to do it too big. We want to take too much of y'all time tonight. But those of you who are tuning in, we appreciate y'all for listening. And we're going to go ahead and see if Sugar, you trying to log on, right?
Oh, yeah. I'm getting there, certainly. Okay.
We're going to give Sugar a minute. She can't get off.
I'm looking at this gossip now. I just logged on, and the first on the front page, y'all know that I'm a diehard Phoenix Suns fan, if you will. And now, earlier today, I had seen that they said, Shaquille, this is Kobe, okay? And it was a rap, and he was just freestyling, stating how Kobe couldn't do it without me, you know? And that is, for many of you who don't know, achieved the championship title, okay? So I just scrolled, I just logged on and trying to get my system up and running, and it says that Shaquille gets slapped by a sheriff for rap about Bryant. They're taking away his deputy's badge. Hot mess. It was just freestyle rapping. Talking about Shaquille O'Neal will lose his special deputy's badge in Maricopa County because of the language he used in a rap video that mocks former teammate Kobe Bryant. Maricopa County Sheriff Joe Arperio said the Phoenix Suns center use of a radical derogatory word and other foul language left him no choice. Arperio made Shaquille a special deputy in 2006 and promoted him to colonel of his largely ceremonial posse later that year. I want his two badges back, said the sheriff. Oh, my Lord, because if any one of my deputies did something like this, they would get fired. I don't condone this type of radical conduct. Lord, have mercy. Oh, this is ridiculous. Anyway, I just felt like he was just freestyling, and he said it was just all in good fun. It wasn't anything serious that he said. I mean, he was just joking. My goodness. Give us a break. All right, so. PB, I guess if you want to fill us on in. Callers, I know we do have some callers on the line here, but before we accept any callers, we just want to briefly kind of go over the celebrity gossip we have, and then certainly you're more than welcome to join us within the next 5 minutes. All right. PB?
Uh-huh.
Okay. I want to make sure you're still there. I know sometimes we have problems with the switchboard.
Did you say you want me to take the call?
Oh, I was saying that I wanted you to go over your – well, yeah, I guess we'll take the call real quick. Let's do the call, and then we're going to go over our celebrity gossip.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we'll go ahead and take the caller. Caller, please be brief because we only have a 15-minute segment tonight, but more than likely, certainly – you can view what's on your mind. If you have any celebrity gossip, go ahead and grab that PB because, like I said, I don't have access right now to the switchboard.
Okay, 347, you should be live.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? PB and the famous supermodel, Brown Sugar. What's going on?
What's going on?
she already know who it is from the comments that I be saying about her. Brown Sugar, my future ex-wife. What's up, my future ex-wife?
That future ex-wife.
Well, Brown, you know, if I was to marry you, there'd be no ex involved. You know.
Look at
I don't want to make PB jealous and everything. PB might be like, hey, that's my woman. You know?
PB.
PB, I'm sorry. PB, I'm sorry, brother. I'm sorry for something you did.
That's all you, J5. That's all you.
Yeah, that's my family right there. That's my little brother. That's
oh,
why
well, you? I know y'all were related. I mean, were you two argue sometimes? I'd be like,
nah,
oh, damn.
No.
Are these two like dating?
I'm just a co-host. Look, we don't mix business with pleasure.
hey, PB, when a woman is fine as that, she.
You crazy, J5. You got any celebrity gossip for us?
You guys heard about what's that big fat ugly singer from Philadelphia? Who thinks she's all that?
Big fat ugly singer.
Yeah, she's a female. She's a that neo soul. I forgot. Nah, you know what I'm talking about. She's real big.
I know who you're talking about, but I'm not going to say it because I know for sure you're not talking about Kelly Price.
Kelly Price is from New York City,
oh,
brother.
Okay.
She just got engaged to her drummer last night. She announced it at Carnegie Hall. She got engaged to her.
Oh, you talking about Jill Scott.
Yeah.
Jill Scott is beautiful.
First of all, let me tell you why I don't like Jill Scott because she was here. She was hold up. I'm gonna tell you why she was here in New York City about 2 years ago. She got on stage with a little diva attitude and she was 30 minutes late. They asked her what she did. She said, "Listen, I don't drink tap water. I don't eat regular food. I'm a diva. Y'all come on my time." She said that to the audience. Now, come on. This was when she was just coming out. I mean, and that right there made me not like it anymore because, Brown, you know what I know. In this business, you got to be humble because the same way God gave it to you, the same way God can take it away from you and everything. And when she got on stage acting like that,
right,
it made me not like her at all. You know?
Oh, wow.
So, I mean, she acted like she was.
When was this,
J5? This happened like 2 years ago.
Aww.
She was here doing an event here in New York. And after that event, you know, and when they interviewed her on the radio a couple of weeks ago, they asked her about what she thought about Patti LaBelle, all the old school singers and everything who came along, who paved the way for Jill Scott. Jill Scott asked her, was like, well, so what? Patti ain't never do nothing for me. Forget Gladys Knight. I mean, that was her attitude. This woman thinks she's
really.
Her attitude is very
different. Jill Scott? Yes, Katrina is like a humble, down to earth sister that's just cool. And
well, of course she's gonna put that in there.
I can't imagine that.
Yeah, well, they interviewed her on one of the local, I guess like the West Indian channel, sitting up BCAT, and her attitude was just like that and everything. She was not humble at all, but you know, I guess so. But see, but you know, but Brown, you know, everyone can't be like you. You know,
look at that. J-Bone, you're so crazy.
And far as, and far as the thing that that Shaq said about Kobe, I don't really think Shaq, I mean, those two always dissing each other, but yet
right.
they still call each other. They still, I
yeah.
mean, yeah. I mean,
he said
I don't,
they were still cool.
Right. I mean, I don't like Kobe because Kobe wants to be like Michael Jordan. If Kobe was a real Michael Jordan, the Lakers would have won. They would have beat Boston because see, Michael
yeah,
was.
That game was terrible. I was so embarrassed.
PB, you as a brother.
That was
horrible. Who followed basketball, as a brother who followed basketball, and you grew up Michael Jordan along with me. Now, do you think Michael would have let his team get blown out by 33 points? No, I'm sorry,
ain't 38
no
way.
Points.
I mean, I understand where y'all coming from, but y'all got to understand it's got to be teamwork. You know, Kobe just can't do it by himself.
Michael's
right.
by. Brown, let PB know when Mike was by himself before
Mike
Scottie came along.
Mike was by himself, though. He sure was. Mike didn't
Michael,
give a crap.
Mike, before Scottie came along, Michael was like, Michael said, you know what?
Yeah, but
get
see, y'all got to understand, Kobe is not Mike. Kobe just inspired by Mike, you know. You got to, I mean, you know, if it's somebody come before you, you got to pay your respect and you want to live up to them, you know. So, I mean, come on, cut the national slack.
Brown.
I mean, I still don't think Shaq should have got stripped of his will.
I am truly embarrassed that the Lakers lost like that.
Brown, tell PB about Jordan. Tell PB what kind of player Jordan was.
That's
me.
Right.
Y'all
like that.
I'm not a Lakers fan anyway, so you
he
know I'm good money with yourself.
Yeah.
So,
but
I just don't want to bash Kobe in. Come
Kobe.
On.
Kobe. Yeah,
but Brown,
I hear you. Yeah.
Brown, on your last show, you complimented Kevin Garnett, Paul Pierce, and them, and I want to say thank you because Kevin Garnett. I love that guy. I mean, this man, he lost his mother. His father was never there for him. This man, at 32, he went through hell. He grew up in the ghetto and everything. He's always been a humble guy. That's why when he fell down to his knees in the locker room and was crying by his mom and everything, you got to give it to him. Kevin Garnett was on a shitty team for years. To me, he is a true celebrity in my eyes. Kevin Garnett is a true celebrity because he is humble.
He
is humble. And Ray Allen, who's from your hometown, he's another humble guy and everything. Ray Allen, he's from
Ray Allen, yes. I heard his story. There's another cat that was on the team. Oh, what was his name? He's another one that grew up in the ghetto and had it hard.
Well, Paul Pierce?
Not Paul Pierce. He was on the bench. It was one of their bench.
Teammate. Oh, the tall guy.
The tall, dark skinned one. He lost his mother. His mother died. Had a heart attack. They were always in shelters.
Yeah.
And he was the oldest of like six siblings.
And he's only 21 right now.
What's his name?
Matter of fact, he's not even 21. He's only like 20. I forgot the guy's name.
But that team went through a lot, you know.
Yeah. And I mean, I'm not gonna diss Kobe because I know you guys like Kobe, but I just. Don't have no respect for the guy, especially after that rape charge. But we ain't. I don't want to go there. But
right.
And I just think don't go there, PB, because you know.
You
Kobe
taking
might be,
shots now.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Look at him.
Well, I will say this, Brown. I will say there are celebrities who do listen to your show. I mean, I found this out through a friend of mine because there are a few celebrities that listen to your show in the archives, and they come online to your show as well. So you do have a big celebrity following. I don't know why they don't come on the air with you, but you do have a friend of mine told me about your show and about that. He follows BTR, and he says that your friend Brown Sugar, a lot of celebrities listen to our show in the archives.
Really?
Yeah.
What?
So.
Wow, that's what's up. Well, you know, we have celebrities. I thank the Lord for the celebrities that we have had on the show, and that's really been a blessing, and we're certainly seeking more guests for the show, but definitely I knew of a few celebrities that would listen, you know.
Matter of fact, I can name you one right now.
Okay.
My boy Steve, he works with Ashanti, and he told me that that Ashanti was going to listen to you. I didn't even know Ashanti knew about BTR, but he told me that Ashanti listened to your show. He said, Taji Henson listened to your show as well. She was on it one time.
Oh, okay.
No, but also
so,
you guys.
J5, that means you shouldn't be bashing Kobe.
Hey.
Kobe might be listening.
Hey,
you know, Kobe might be listening. You know what's
Kobe,
funny? Let me tell you this, J5. I was looking at the show's archive listeners, and it's amazing. We actually have more listeners that listen to the archives than the live, okay?
Yeah, same thing with my show.
And last time I looked, I believe we were at like 24,000. Archives
catch-
tell us how many people can listen to the show. That how many
I'm catching up to you guys. I'm catching up to you guys.
On now. But it's, a blessing. I really am amazed because I'm like, wow, you know, why can't we have that many lives? But then I said, shoot, the phone lines would just be off the chain.
I'm doing my 35th show. I'm doing my 35th show Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern. My 35th show. It's called Ignorance. In America, 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And today I was looking on my list in my archives. I got 17,000 people that actually listened to my show. One of my shows was actually downloaded 400 times. I was like, damn, they downloaded my show 400 times. I was happy. I'm like, can I get paid for this?
Okay.
But
certainly, give me the connect. You have my email. Let Ashanti know and whoever else know. They are welcome to come to
Brownsville
Radio.
You got MySpace, right?
MySpace, yes, but hit me up on my email at brownsugarradio@yahoo.com, and that's sugar, SUGA, the getaway.
Put it in the room, so I can just click on it real quick. And also, Brown,
can you hit me up in the chat box? He's really good at that. I'm so slow.
And also, Brown, you have my own phone. No, put www. So I can just click on it and go to it. Oh, never mind.
Radio. Wait a minute. That ain't the right one he put in there. Okay.
And also, Brown, you have my cell number. I told you, anytime you want, give me a call. And maybe we can, do a show together. You come on one of my shows, you and PB. I'm not going to say this Friday because I know the weekend you guys probably are doing your thing. But I was trying to do a show for Wednesday, but, Wednesday is booked up, man. Like a motherfucker. I couldn't get on Wednesday.
J-5, you so crazy.
I'm serious. Wednesday got so many shows Wednesday. They got 700 shows for tomorrow. I couldn't even get a 5-minute show. That's not bad.
We book our shows months in advance because of the fact we're really popular and we're constantly growing.
I'm going to send you put my number again on your MySpace page and the email. And when you get a chance, just give me a call. My cell phone is always on, so you can call me anytime. I'm a night owl,
Look at you.
All
right, J5. Well, I appreciate the love, boo. We got to get ready to go here, though, because our show, we have a short show tonight.
You did an hour show. I'm disappointed.
I know.
PB, extend the show. Extend the show, PB. Extend your woman's show.
No, he didn't. That is my brother.
I know. I'm playing. Extend the show, PB. PB, extend the show, man.
I appreciate the love.
Extend the show, PB.
All right.
Give her a full 60 minutes, man. You can do it.
Look at that. He's crazy. All right, J5. All
right, so I'm gonna send you the information tonight. So call me anytime after tomorrow night. Somebody just call me.
Look at him. All right, J5. We love you. She's so crazy. Lord. All right. So we got a lot of things to talk about in these next few minutes. And certainly, like I said, I do appreciate that. That's really good news. I knew we had a lot of listeners, and I knew we had a few celebrity listeners. I like Ashanti. That's good news. What up, Ashanti? Big ups to her brand new album that's on and popping. And certainly the BET Awards is actually on right now as we speak. We're going to do a recap show of that on Thursday, so you definitely got to keep it locked. That show is going to be off the chain.
Y'all don't want to miss it.
I'm telling you,
I am hot. I am serious with BET.
Okay. He on a mission.
But, go ahead.
All right, PB. Go ahead, and we can certainly start with a little bit of celebrity gossip. And like I said, I just read a little bit about Kobe and Shaquille. And that's interesting. He lost his badge behind a freestyle. So, go figure, huh?
And this is very ironic for me because I knew nothing about this, but according to Hip Hop Magazine, Rick Ross and Foxy Brown are now engaged.
What?
I don't
Foxy
know
Brown,
how
the one that's in
is.
Jail?
No, she's out of jail now. She's been released.
Oh, she out? Who's the one? Oh, that's Remy Ma.
Yeah, I don't know how true this is, you know.
I'm like, which one is it that got locked up and that got 12 years and stuff? That's Remy Ma,
okay,
right?
Okay, you're talking about Remy Ma. But Foxy Brown was locked up, too, as well.
Okay.
But, you know, she was acting a fool and tried to beat up the nail salon lady and all that stuff.
Right.
And in other news, you know, this is very strange to me because I was trying to follow up on this incident, but TMZ.com was reporting that Nate Dogg was arrested this morning. They said he was having a high speed chase. Now it was somebody that was claiming to be his wife. She called the police and told the police that he was following her, like tailgating her. And the police came and got both of their stories and arrested him for making threats. She said that he was threatening her and whatnot. So, you know, he was arrested. But, you know, I thought that was strange because Nate Dogg recently, like sometime last year, he was hospitalized for having a stroke.
What?
And so now he's back on the loose. But they said they're trying to get him some type of mental therapy or something. They're trying to get him some.
Mm-hmm.
Then, you know, first of all, shout out Lil Wayne. You know, Lil Wayne released his album, The Carter Three, sold over 1 million in the first week.
What?
He set a new standard. You know, he outdid Kanye West record. So, you know.
Ooh, 1 million.
Big up to Lil Wayne.
He's doing it big, doing it big.
Now, quick, sugar, I don't know if you have anything else, but I definitely got to do this real quick about that. I don't know if you heard about this. Ice-T supposedly dissed Soulja Boy. Said that Soulja Boy was the reason. Said Soulja Boy officially killed hip-hop with Crank That.
Oh, no, he didn't.
And, you know, to me, I think that's just ridiculous that we, I mean, to me, I just want to know, like, as people, who are we to judge what's hip-hop? You know, to one person, you might think hip-hop is one thing. You know, to somebody else, hip-hop may be something else.
Right.
And so, you know, I think to what Soulja Boy is doing, I mean, don't get me wrong, I wouldn't call Soulja Boy no lyricist. I wouldn't say he has
right.
the best rhymes or none of that. But I will say he's officially selling, you know.
He's selling,
he's
yeah, and
money.
The kids love it. And there's, like, when we have artists that come on the show, the first thing I say is, I love your music. It's feel good music, you know. And matter of fact, the instrumental I'm playing now in the background by VIC, Get Philly. That ain't it. Really didn't take a whole lot to think of Get Philly, but it's a fun song. It's energetic. You feel me? It's something you can dance to. It's something you can work out to. Feel good music, you know. I mean, me and the kids, we in the truck and we bumping, you know, head bobbing like what? You know,
and
you need that kind of music.
Guess who produced that track?
Soulja Boy.
Exactly. You know, that's
yeah.
what I'm saying. You know, he's
you know,
doing his thing.
Doing it. You feel me? He did the beat, and he's doing it major, you know?
I think Ice-T just needs to go sit down somewhere. He's too old to be trying to do it. I'm saying Soulja Boy is 17. He's a kid compared to him. Why would you?
Right.
I don't know.
Exactly. He's on a whole different mentality level, but see, he is drawing teenagers, okay? The teenagers love the, my son got... Soulja Boy got my son asking for them bathing apes that he be wearing all the time.
Yeah.
You know? And,
ridiculous.
Yeah. So, I mean, they doing their thing. Matter of fact, they up here jamming now. Looking at Soulja Boy on the BET Awards. They jamming, doing their thing. It's the dance that the kids like. The clothes. You know, the way they carry themselves. They just enjoy it. Real quick, I got to give a shout-out to some more listeners that have joined us in the chat room. I got to say what's up to 50 and retired. Long time no see. Glad you're back to Brown Sugar Radio. And then Life Conversations, welcome. Brand new listener, I see you there. Guest 1309, welcome to Brown Sugar Radio tonight. As we talk about celebrity gossip. All right. Yeah, I don't know. I think I got to be with you on that. I think Ice-T is tripping.
You know? And also, we got to send congratulations to Miss Tyra Banks. Tyra Banks won a Daytime Emmy.
Uh-oh.
That theater in Los Angeles, you know.
Uh-huh.
I got to give it to Ty because when Ty first came out, I didn't think that show was going nowhere. I ain't going to lie.
Really? I like
it. I'm not going to lie. You know me? Now, on the...
You're doing okay.
We wasn't here, though, Sugar, when I was telling Siobhan, when we had Siobhan from BET College Hill, I was telling her about how I prejudge people now. And I was saying about Ty Banks. To me... When I was watching her show, like when she first came out with Top Model, it seemed like even though the show was about trying to find other models, it seemed like Tyra was strictly about herself. It seemed like every time the girls was like, well, I do this and I do this, every time they say something, Tyra just kind of like take the spotlight, you know. But, you know, after watching her show, I kind of noticed that, you know, like she's actually sincere about the stuff that she's trying to do. You know, she's not actually
right.
just about trying to promote Tyra Banks. She actually
right.
trying to help other people. So, you
right.
know, I kind of got a little respect for Tyra Banks now. So, you know, congratulations to her on her Daytime Emmy.
Okay. That's what's up. And definitely, I think that's really important, you know, to make sure that you reach out to the people. You know, when you're in a celebrity role or atmosphere, you know what I'm saying? It's important. You know that you're a very influential person, so certainly you want to make sure you take that time to reach back out to your community and do that. So that's what Tyra's doing. What's going on? Is it 5 televent? 5'11" quart? Anyway, welcome to Brown Sugar Radio. I'm sure I tell your name up.
Okay, now how did we even forget this right here? How did we forget the whole 50 Cent and Young Buck beef? 50 Cent released a telephone conversation that him and Young Buck had. And from what I heard, I never now. If y'all out there listening, y'all probably heard it too. But from what I heard, I never once heard Young Buck ask 50 Cent to become mm-hmm. part of the unit again. I never once heard that, but people were saying that Young Buck.
I heard that.
Now, I listened to the tape. He did tear up a little bit, and he shed a few tears, you know. But to me, I think that just ruins 50 Cent street cred, because that stuff that females do. Who record conversations and try to play them? You know, who do stuff like that?
Right, right. That's something else.
It's just a big mess, you know.
Uh-huh,
I don't understand it. I don't know why anybody would become involved with 50 Cent. You know, I wouldn't want a business relationship. I wouldn't want no type of relationship with 50 at all, because 50 just on some other type of stuff.
Okay. I'm like, what's really going on? That's a hot mess. What's up, Nookum Dumpling, Sean Love, and Shorty 33 in the other chat box? Thank you for joining us tonight as we chop it up a bit, talk about a little celebrity gossip. You're more than welcome. If you have any celebrity news that we have not disclosed, as long as it's factual, please don't spread lies on Brown Sugar Radio, because we certainly do want to make sure that we report the truth and that we report facts. But you're welcome to join us. You can certainly state your opinion at 646-716-8697. That's 646-716-8697, and let us know what's on your mind. So, but as I am doing a little celebrity gossip tonight, I'm actually also viewing some of these outfits. I'm watching the BET pre-awards. Our show has not actually started yet. I'm really excited because Usher's performing, and I really want to see him perform. Hopefully Keisha Cole is performing. PB, you've actually been at your, Central Standard Turn?
Correct.
You are already probably midway, halfway through the show.
Oh, yeah, the show is ending over here. It's
9:59. Okay.
The show is going off.
Oh, okay. Nelly,
it looks like Nelly just wrapped the show up, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay. So we got a lot to talk about.
Yes, y'all make sure y'all got to tune in Thursday, because your boy P.I.B., I'm getting it all off my chest. BET let me down this year. I ain't gonna lie.
You
know, I'm just trying to keep from going ahead and letting it out. But I'm just gonna say I'm very upset with BET. You know, the people that won these awards for these categories, I just don't understand it. I want to know who's picking
them. Oh yeah, yeah, okay.
I want to know who's picking these people for these awards. You know, don't give me wrong. No offense to none of the people that won, but I'm just saying, you know, to me, it's other people that was in the category that deserve the award more than the other person.
Right.
But we will air all that out. PB, Brown Sugar, we will be. Well, Brown Sugar won't be venting, but I will be venting, you know.
Oh,
y'all
I'm
going to
let it loose. I'm going to keep it real with y'all. Last year at the awards, I was very impressed. Okay, Usher is opening. All right.
I'll be venting.
My son loves Usher. And being that he's an opening act, he better come with it.
You know, Usher did his thing. I ain't going to lie. He did his thing.
Oh, okay. He did his thing.
I'm not even
an
Usher fan, but Usher did his thing. I'm not going to lie to you.
All right.
He did his thing.
Puffy looks gay. Who put that in the chat, bro? J5, I should have known. Y'all need to quit talking about my Puffy.
You know, they say Puffy doing the metrosexual thing. You know, that's okay for the people that like it. You know me, I'm not a suit and tie type of guy.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I ain't going to hate on nobody else. You know, that might be their style, but you won't catch Pete out in a suit or tie. I'm just telling you.
Now, metrosexual, that's where you like men and women. Is that correct?
Huh?
Metrosexual, is that where you like men?
Oh, no, metrosexual, that's just dealing with your clothing style. That ain't got nothing to do with, you talking about bisexual. Because
somebody just put that in the chat room, Puffy is bi. Okay, I'm confused. Yeah.
Metro
okay,
is the clothing style. Metro.
That just has to do with your clothing style, meaning, go ahead, elaborate on that for us, PB.
Okay, metrosexual is like, it's like, Metro is kind of like the high maintenance type of guy. You know, the guy that go to spas, the guys that go get their nails
get
done.
Get his nails manicured and pedicured. Okay, and I can see him doing that. But isn't that someone that got money? Well, no, that's not true. Because I was going to say Jim Jones and 50, all them got money and they ain't getting pedicures and manicures, so.
You know, but to me, you know, I think it's just you. You know, sometimes, you know, you have to, well, I don't know. I can see myself going, yeah, I mean, I don't have no nails anyway. I bite them, so, I wouldn't be in no nail shop, but, you know, sometimes, you know, you want to treat yourself. You know, when you got that much money, you're going to do so much stuff, you're going to have to find other stuff to do. So, you know, when you got that Diddy money, you're going to have to find something to do with it. So, hey, he might need to go get a massage or something, you know. I ain't hating on
him. Okay. I ain't mad at him.
I can't tell him how to spend his money.
You feel me? Too. Wish I just had a quarter of his money. You feel me? But certainly,
J5 is tripping.
J5 acting a fool. You acting a straight fool. Lord. He cutting up in there clowning.
But y'all, though, for real, while we here, I got to definitely take a moment and talk about this real quick, because we've been talking about, me and Sugar was talking about this, so we want to get some of y'all opinion. We want to get some of y'all feedback on this. Me and Sugar was thinking about doing something. We were going to go to the printing place and think about getting some shirts printed up with Brown City Radio on it. And our little slogan, where entertainment is extraordinary, BrownSugarRadio.com, you know. And we just want to know how y'all feel about that, you know. We're going to give out some shirts for free. Then we're going to have some shirts available for you all to purchase. We're probably going to do them a little cheap. We ain't going to do y'all too much. We probably try to stick with, like, something about $10, you know, plus shipping and handling. So we just want to know how y'all feel about that. You know, if we made the shirt, would y'all buy the shirt?
For real.
Now, we're going to be giving out, we'll give y'all opportunities to win some shirts, but we also got to make, you know, me and Sugar, we don't get paid to do this show. We doing it because we enjoy doing it. So, you know, we got to. Now, if we go buy all these shirts, we're going to have to make a little profit or something off of them. So, you know, if we made the shirts, we y'all buy them. That's what we want to know. Y'all let us know what's good.
Let us know. Fill us in. Because we certainly have the business here on Brown Sugar Radio. So, that's what's up. Now, I think this is really exciting. And, it's the fact that we have I guess you know how they all do the best and worst trip. What I'd like to do is for Thursday night show, I would like to have all of the viewers for the BET Awards tell me who do you think was the best dressed and then who do you think was the worst dressed, okay? And we'll take our votes tonight as we'll view who was your favorite celebrity dressed, how did they look, and so forth, okay? We're going to go from there. So.
Y'all already know who my best dress was.
Don't say it. Hold it till Thursday, PB. Hold it.
I know. I'm not going to say it, but you know. If y'all been listening to Brown Sugar Radio, y'all already know who my best dress was. I don't care if y'all think she was looking a hot mess. She my best dress.
So y'all should already know. This is baby mama.
There we go.
Okay. A little bit of celebrity news. Solange knows, and Beyonce knows, posed at a Solange birthday party. They took some very nice pictures. You can certainly look view them on concreteloop.com. Solange just turned 22 years old, and they have some beautiful pictures. Yes, it was held at a private residence in California.
I didn't know Solange was that young.
You know, she got married at 17, and then she got divorced at 19, I think. And so she has a son that's a toddler, maybe 3 or 4 years old. But
now, you know,
Solange
being single is hot. I don't care what nobody. And you know what? I'm not even a Solange fan. But you know what? I got a friend. My friend was like, man, I hate that song. Then I heard the song. I was like, what?
You like it?
Hot. I like it. You know, it kind of got that old type of stuff. You know, I'm just kind of sick of hearing the same songs. That kind of it's different, you know. You can't just, I mean, it don't sound like every other song that when you turn on the radio you hear. It sounds different. It's kind of got a unique vibe to it. So I'm feeling
right,
it.
Right. Now, I would like to interview the lady that does Concrete Loop. Angel, is that her name? I would like to find out, how does she get all of her celebrity photos? Because, I mean, these are pictures magazines don't even have. And if the party was just last night, the celebrities have got to be coordinating with her.
Now, you know, they have now, they have websites that, like, have people that go, like, they have websites that have paparazzi people that go out to the events. Like, I know for sure one of them is called yimage.com, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And you go over there and you pay for a membership, and once you pay for a membership, you can get access to all the pictures from every event.
Right.
It's another one. I forgot the name of, you know, but with me doing graphics and whatnot, I get emails all the time trying to get me to join the sites like that. So I can buy pictures and stuff like that, but you know, if I was in the big time,
that's probably where she can get the pictures at. But I was wondering about that. Like, how do they get the pictures?
You know, Angel would be a good person. You know, I actually had a chance to on another radio show. I actually had a chance to talk to Angel and a few and the crew of Concrete Loop. You know, they very cool, very down to earth, and she just. Very sweet, very humble, you know.
Uh-huh.
You know, something like she was just saying, I like her whole motive for creating a Concrete Loop. Like she was saying, she never created Concrete Loop to make it. She wasn't never trying to get paid for doing Concrete Loop. She was just like, she liked blogging.
Right,
like
how
you know,
we
that's how I came about. She just liked blogging, so.
Right, right.
She wasn't doing it never to get paid from it. She was just doing it because she enjoyed blogging.
And see, and here she is. Matter of fact, she was up for a BET award, a pre-award, on 106 and Park. And I wonder how she did.
Yeah, you know, I don't even recall watching the pre-awards.
But certainly, I don't know if she won or not. I'll have to look at, roll the tape back and see. I'm recording it right now since we're on the air. Have a few minutes remaining, but yes, you know, just kind of wanted to fill you in on Beyonce, and you know how there were rumors that she was pregnant, and from these pictures, I don't see a baby belly, so I'm not quite for sure. We'll have to certainly keep our eyes open and continue to see, but I don't see anything. So, also, too, at the ASCAP Golden Note Award, honorees were New Edition. They got an award. And they look really good. You know, it's so funny because as I haven't seen them in so long, it would be kind of nice, actually, to see them back together again doing their thing, you know. I think that it's like a reunion tour would be cool again, but I don't know if Bobby would do that.
Performing If It Is In Love. If It Is In Love.
But
you know, I do, I feel. You'll be at the concert reporting live.
I'll be there. I'll be out there spinning like them, too. Remember that little spin they used to do?
You're going to be doing the whole routine.
So we'll break it all the way. Spinning broken all the way down. Also, too, Ruben Studdard is planning to marry soon. He obtained a wedding license yesterday. Ruben Studdard is the American Idol Season 2 winner, the African-American male that won, and then we have Fantasia, who was the sister that won. But Ruben is 29 years old. He arrived at Shelby County Probate Office in Columbian, Alabama, with his fiancée, Sarita Zuri McCann. She's 30 years old, and they're doing that thing. They're planning on getting married, and so congratulations. All these wedding bells, Beyonce and Jay, and now Ruben and Jill, and just a wonderful thing. Wonderful thing, huh? Marriage is good if you have the right person. That's what I'll say. But, yes, so Ruben Studdard will be walking down the aisle. And he did a gospel CD, which was beautiful. If I can find that track and play a couple of those, that would just be off the chain. I would like to certainly recognize him because he has just a beautiful voice. I know he struggled with weight loss on and off again. That would be another guest I'd love to have on the show. Maybe we need to look into trying to contact him. So,
Ruben. Yeah.
Yeah.
Ruben and Kelly Price.
Fantastic.
You know, I was looking at a picture, not to cut you off, I was looking at a picture the other day of Kelly Price, and I'm just trying to figure out what happened.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Kelly used to be like she was, I don't know what happened. Like, she didn't get back big, you know. I'm trying to figure out what's wrong.
Kelly Price?
No, Kelly Price. Kelly Price.
Oh, Kelly Price. Yeah, okay.
She was, like, so thin, and now she just...
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm sitting here and I'm looking at Jennifer Hudson, and she looks absolutely beautiful. She's been losing weight, and we did talk about this on the last show. And her haircut is beautiful. I mean, she's lost weight. She looks absolutely gorgeous. And certainly, for those of you who missed the BET Awards, you want to make sure that you catch the... replay version of it. You know, they're going to play the awards several times throughout the day, I mean throughout the week, and certainly you want to make sure that you catch on to that. But or you can see the photos. I'm sure if you go to BET.com, you can see all the celebrities, how they were dressed. Jennifer Hudson, her hair, her makeup, everything is just slamming. So you certainly want to make sure you keep that locked. Well, at this time, like I said, we just had a brief show, and we just kind of wanted to touch base with our listeners. So we're going to exit at this time. I just got to say that I do appreciate each and every one of you for being loyal listeners weekly. And so we are going to exit, and I am going to actually exit with one of my favorite songs. And this is a song from a previous guest we had on Brown Sugar Radio. He's an up-and-coming artist. His name is B. Swells. I got to give a big shout-out. What up, Swells? And the name of this song is How Could You? All right, y'all. So y'all certainly keep it locked. And we'll see you same time, same place.
How could you go away, baby, and leave me? Not easy being. I'm thinking about the things I've said to push you away. Are you thinking about the love we shared and the life we made? And all of my memories of you are sailing away.
I just want that old thing back, baby.
I can't see you when I want you, the thrill is gone. Oh, who can I run
to keep me safe away from home?
Since love don't live in friend anymore, then I might as well move on. This is how I feel, this is not a love song.
How could you go away, baby, and leave me?
I'm trying to map out exactly where we all went wrong. Was it because I chose to get my hustle on? Baby, I'm the one you need. I should be keeping your body warm.
Hey,
remember all those rainy nights, baby,
and your panties on.
So when they ask me now, I say she's just a friend. But in the back of my mind, I keep staying through loving another man. I was left out in the cold. I had no place to go.
No place
this
to
is
go.
How I feel. This ain't no love song.
How could you go away?
Baby,
how could you go away?